I'm taking so long to set up, man. Kwani take kwa record ni nini? Shout out to Nyashinsky for the playlist. Hey. No, I didn't do it, but there's no way I'm trying to see. Oh my god. I can't believe I really tried that. Like, I really tried to sing. Like, I'm shameless, but not that shameless by now. It's like I'm Zime Iki to Gabla Mazakuski, yeah? Oh, this album, man, so underrated. You should probably listen to something else too. Nimesikia forever. Shout out to the cars for pinning me on it, yeah. Welcome, good people. Welcome to the Genosi. I'm your host, the Black Aristotle. But my mama name is Jacob. So what do you call a pile of cats? A mountain. Jokes too dry. Wow. Nani mesema bila aibu, man. I really have no shame. Like, there's no human gate to shame. Najua sahi kuna mtu anasikia ku slap. The way like Macron was slapped, yo. Whether that was crazy. The president of France was like slapped in public, bana. That has to be the gutsiest. Najua that most of you people lala kwa English lessons, but you know what I mean. Ni gut, yeah. Excuse me. That has to be the gutsiest human being ever, man. Like, mina kumuka, somebody made news the other week, jale sima mbele ya mutoke dia president. He too was enough to put somebody on news, man. I wonder, can you kiss, imagine that wala kusila poor. I mean, siwezi mind. Eh, like, you know, jamaza kabula DCIO, and because why do people they say DCIO? Like, DCIO is an individual officer, correct? DCIO is the guy. Not a sijui, man. Using mind a police station, kakundo vile, no nothing. But Kenya police stations are funny. Hmm? Even a police station, police are treat ni kama ndio na work for them. But like, there's a serious disconnect, man. Kenya police ni police force, but like a police service. Na hiyo itachange anytime soon, man. I think, but hata tukisema kuna police reforms, they don't have funding anyway, or that we know of. And mi niko na conspiracy theory, that underfunding is like a governance thing. Do you favor police force that is independent, like when I make good money? It would be hard for them to like listen to be corrupted. I mean, no. Like, if the police force is well educated, according to a cardinal, judge, lawyer, being a caral potassi minus. What a lineup! Like, just think about it, man. If you have a very independent police force, it will be very hard for them to be swayed easily by politics, you know. Like, so that day, let me snitch on my parents' kid. So my mom, like, she went jogging, 6 a.m. joggers. Hey, siji yoni mi meni shinta. I've tried that thing. Like, sit na mga subuhi 5 to zingine. We can bake nini. That morning jog. Like, I've tried. During, like, serious lockdown periods, and I went back to our country. Like, I was doing it. I think maybe I've convinced myself how pretty different, but I know what it is. It's like, because we're always in our heads too much, so called like vote on a kangaliko streets. But of course, no one is looking at you really. So you usually have that, like, you know, talk, niba mekuwa na uchipa liko gita mekuwa. Ama, these are just my insecurities na nika hapa. But I'm trying it, like, at hapa. I tried it. I think what fucked me up is I'm out running. And I'm like passing people going to work. So I'm like, damn, I saw sharp current after door. But I'm not going to sweat up as the boy. Like, But I think I'm also in that phase of my life. Anyway, before we go down that road, so as I was saying, so my parents the other week, say I'm Kasubui, she wakes up at like 5:30 or some shit to run. Which is also crazy because numerous times I'm like complaining at you. And it's like, because you know, for ladies, I guess it's difficult to be running at like 5 a.m. in the dark. The random nigga just started waving at her. They started from waving. So like, she has a route, like, so you know, when you have to run, you have to map a route and everything. So she has a route that she goes. So she's been meeting the same nigga every day. So it's only the small wave. So me, I was like, so maybe that's someone acknowledging that, oh, you wake up till this time to run. Because people actually run. Watch at a 5 a.m. People actually just run. So, like, ukitoka nje sahi, depending on what you listen to this, you'll find somebody running. These people do. Like, they don't care. They don't care about being judged. They don't care about opinions out there. Like, they're doing what they want to do. And I guess you need that sort of fuck you in you. Yeah? To actually run in the morning. Anyway, so I guess she has this. So, see, ameamka. She's doing her run. Then, her phone fell. So, even Rajoa, since you're to Jamoka, tukona earphones, tukona wire. So, like, when she was telling me her phone fell, and she realized that she did not have her phone in her pocket, like 15 meters later, I was like, what do you mean? First of all, Kwani, BT is strong as the crazy AirPods. They took 50 meters down the street. Ndio unaanza kusikia disconnection flani. So you get like when you're far away from the device, like you know. So she was like, hey, God, this song, what's happening? She goes, no phone. And you know like how when you lose something, especially your phone, unakonga too discombobulated, yani, unakonga confused. Like it's a very confusing feeling, yani, like with your phone. Like how can you lose your phone? Especially mtu grown up, even like hivyo tu. I love also even najua. Like we are different stages in life. Yeah, I'm not kwa nyumba. I can log in and poke or whatever. Apple ID and shit. And the sim card lost. I can relax. So, tunakutina kukurindo za nyumba at around 10. You know, tukuna, we're in a contemptuous. Hey, bro. Today I'm butchering the language. But we're in a period where we have a little beef going again. So you know, like when you have beef with your parent, especially you, when you corner like you're in routine now, you go for breakfast later or earlier, you go for meals at different times, you kuli kwa meza no more, you eat in your room, you stay in your room longer, you leave the house for long periods. Like you get, because I'm a very passive aggressive person. So tutalengana tu. So anyway. Tumebump kwa corridor and she's like, hey, by the way, I need to send you somewhere, but I lost my phone in the morning, man. So that was jihal, you know, I'll give you mine for the errand. I'm like, fine, I'll go. But I was like, what do you mean you lost your phone? I can be gay story. So me na muliza, so ulikimbia, ukamaliza kimbia at 7, which first of all, me nikipoteza simu, like everything in my end. Like this, I don't even understand. You people who go out at Menda Share, I love who put it. Like this, Jay Fazer. I mean, the times we put the same money, I was robbed in town. That's another story, man. I've been robbed in town twice, man. Since you come into Naka, Mtuna Zaibiwa, I was told it's my walking style because you know, I have a very nonchalant way of walking, so because streets near store. So somebody told me that one time. Another person told me maybe, like, you know, when you have fight or flight, like, my reaction is just to freeze. Like, I'm just there. Like, people surround you. You're the fight or run. Me, Nico, do. I think I'm actually one of the worst people who are now, like, in a very stressful situation. Because they'll not care. Like, I'll just be there. Like, no panic, no anything. So she was telling me that I'm going to log in to your Apple ID. What means it's just an iPhone. So y'all with iPhones know this shit. Yeah? No, I'm going to escape to Apple Podcast. Hey, shout out to you. Yeah. But if you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a recurrent listener, thank you. So, yeah. So yeah, maybe I'm logging to Apple. I can list lost. Apple care, I guess, I don't know. I'm just making it up at this point. But you know what I'm saying. So mkamaliza, so umekaa tu after hiyo, like you didn't even retrace your steps, trying to look for you to kuliza, ukuask, like, up around kuna kawashas na nini, duka, ukuliza if like anyone saw anything. It was like, nah, it like show up. I'm like, eh, isn't there so raha za kuomoka? Like your level of stress, we have to think when you wanna feel ukipoteza, ushakuwa stressed, ushafikiria vile you want to continue your life and get your money. You know, all these things. Yeah, I'm like, nah. Like, it'll show up. I'm like, where do you think you live? In Nairobi? Like, what? I was looking at this person. No, oh, yeah, man. You need a little paranoia in your life. Isn't this a little point? She's scared kwa shia mzazi wako. Ndiya kuena paranoia kidogo. Juna mongale, like, are you serious? Like, I get, like, you can go and buy another one. You've worked out your dad, yada. You feel like you can just go and buy another one. Me, what? Me remember one time I was going to see a girl, man, the one that I thought I loved, eh? Like, kadi amenisho, yo, I'm moving into a new place, pull up, help me move in. So, susha nzu uku, unaenda mkite, ukishamaliza kufixi your bed, unaibomoa. So, I was like on my way there. Oh, but that was a crazy day. I remember I linked up with the home we'd never seen for days, got lit, was in town, baked, caked, everything. Got robbed. It was some of the quarter robbed. And this robbery was funny. Like, you look at Wapo, my avenue, yeah, Apo, my avenue towards where is this place called? This optica. Like, just up opposite Nairobi Sports House. Yeah, Apo to your lane. So these goons, when I could tell me it's around, Mutashaka to slap square, another door spanking wise. I was just wondering, even if it is robbery, why do you have to touch my ass? Yeah? Which one is that one? I get robbing me, but you have to defile me, man. Like, hey, what? In robbery with defilement? That is funny. So, I remember this dude, one hit my phone. So, you know, I was still trying to, like, resist and shit. I can pull out a syringe, but hey, this is even what fucks me up. Like, if people say they're being robbed, like, gunpoint, yes, knife point, maybe in a syringe, man. Syringe, I guess, but you and your kid to be a secret society is on fun, eh? You kill a Bill Gates boy to rob in a syringe if you catch my drift. But your story paid a car, your story in a car, actually, the biggest story next. And yeah. So. Nimeka robbed that syringe point. So this, then I think, wakaona, they took my phone. I think, and then they realized, wait, this guy has not resisted at all. We can still get more shit. So umsongena kaza kuniperemba ni nene, akashika wallet. Before he opens it, I call like, yo, how much money is in here? And if you lie, I'm taking it all. So I told them all the money that was in there. I call it, where do you live? Like, some are too wrong, because that is the furthest place you can just think of. So I was like, if they're going to leave me like fair, at least when you're the most possible. Some are happy, I just said my friend's place, eh? Shout out to the plug. So I just named that place. So they're like, how much is fair? I just told them, like, Punch would get me there. They're like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. So I had like a couple of thousand there. Because, you know, I was going to see a girl, man. Like, lazimu jamina do, jamina nini. Oh, I was so pissed. Tumeenda hivyo, wakanipeleka mtu wa smoke yako hapo. Ni wabaye smoke kwa, yani wananiibia na walisha. Wakanipea change. Wakanipea punch. Atifika safari. I was like, niende kwa damn. Like, mimi kind of naenda home, man. Like, I'm just going back to my place. And I got a couple of vitamins in a jar. I can go roll up, spark up. Have a good night's sleep, man. Like, that is the point I was at. Like, I remember if I get you back, nikaenda kwa nibangu, house 34, shout out to the homies. Nikaingia hapo, tuta spark it up. Now, pige story, they're not even believing me. Wanaangalia, like, did you really lose your phone? Ukaita mtu anapoteza simu. Like, umekuja, umechill, tukapa ma vitamins, unarudi kwako, like, it's like just a regular Tuesday, I guess.
But see, that's how I am.
That's how I am, which is actually a problem. Kitandi mali break na minju, nilikata kukasirika. Like, I think this iko quite indifferent pia. Iko night sessions. In the same, I've been in a mood like, I don't feel like seeing people until next year. Like, and I didn't know I was feeling like this. You know, once in a while you have to do mental checks on yourself, and you, especially when you feel like you're recovering from depression. You know, I never say healing, jiku ugonjwa. So you say recovering. Jiku setback, I guess. Mental setback. So when you're recovering, your depression when you're self-diagnosed, which is, again, something we really do. We really self-diagnose ourselves, man. CG when you became psychologist, Missy Jean will put a psychology degree and go lead. But remember, I even took a gap here because I self-diagnosed myself, which again is somewhat bullshit I was on. Like, universities are Kenya, I took a gap here, man. Especially UN. Honestly, I'm going to be a baby. Graduation has become a problem. Hey, especially, it's really, I won't say painful. But you're like, why did I do that? Especially when you're seeing like everyone else who started graduating. It fucks you up sometimes. Anyway. So I didn't want to see y'all until next year. And y'all, I mean my friends, all five of you. Until like somebody just put it out to me before I like started recording. Like this somebody I met last week and she was like, yo, like I get like you do your recharging thing, but hey, sisimi metsume, yeah, we shall recharge enough. Like, how long are you going to take this break from people? And I don't want to play next year. But it was like, yeah, I'll see next year. It's actually bad, bro. And I'm telling you, it's not, like, I know I've been told I'm a terrible friend. And half of it I get, the other half is like, we're a generation of instant gratification. I think, I don't want to say we're not able, I just think we don't have the capacity. To like go through the growing pains of friendships. Like friendships have growing pains. The times you're together, the times you're not. Because you have to learn the tics of a different human being, you know. What gets to them, what does, what they like, what they don't. And all that business. And people like me. I won't even say lazy. I'm like, less industrious. Yeah? We don't do labels here. I'm like the LMNOP community. Yeah? Except for emotions. Wow. Yeah, but I have a lot of indifference when it comes. But, you know, I'm improving, pole. At least I've started texting people back. Eh? That's a win. I'm taking that as a win. Eh? Don't touch me. I'm texting people back at least, man. Eh? And that's a win I'm taking for sure, for sure. Yeah, but, you know, I'm trying. Right now. Oh, yeah. Something crazy happened. Like, all of you with siblings, like, I have siblings and I see our relationship no longer. Because my siblings and I, my parents made sure they went for a 10-year age gap. I think it was a budgeting move. Like, there's, unless you're having kids on accident every 10 years, that was for sure a budgeting move. Like, by the time this one gets to 20, I'm going to fuck at least a mere month. Wow, to a hope. I can remember we were having these conversations a while back, but. But you know, hey, at some point, yeah, what do you think about even paying for your bros, like, fees? I was like, me. The one me. Like, not another me. But, hey, iki make it, ni munitike kwa radio hivi, I guess, hey. But anyway, so this lady in South Africa, she gave birth to 10 kids. Like, what do you even call that? That's a world record, I think. Like, your pregnancy. So all this, Johnny Kofi was here because they were surprised she had 10 kids. See, at Nagal, is it ultrasound? So see, it's a message because see, at if you can get a point, you'll know what I mean. This is to manifest while Mary stops. As the homie Bobby says it, this is to feed us, delete us. Yo, that's actually so fucked up. That thing messed me up for a while. Like, going through an abortion, man. And you know, it had me thinking, like, how do girls, like, survive this shit? Because mimi nakumbuka, like, shout out to also Cleo Gistona, Alika. You should listen to his songs. He had this line. that I lost my kid before I even knew his name. Like, crazy shit. You know, so I was also thinking on that forefront. Like, that's a life I took, though. Eh? Or I facilitated, like, double miss. I know the homie Link is going to get that double homicide, yeah. I should pull up with Link again and do another episode soon. Jota Ndegu kwana pilots wa Willy, man. I can't be doing this solo flights every day. But hey, back to this. So she had like 10 kids. So po kila mtu ni firstborn, kila mtu ni lastborn. But I think you, let me just go there. I didn't want to say your kitu zini kubwa. Let me just leave that story there. But yeah, her lady in South Africa had 10 kids. Yeah, that was crazy, man. Let's bring it. Oh no, more than 20, my junior to road, isn't it? So apparently, there's been another outbreak in the UK of a new virus known as monkeypox. First of all, who comes with the names of this shit? Like, chickenpox has nothing to do with chicken. Like, for. Like, me, I remember, I've never even gotten chickenpox. So I've been convinced that I might have had measles. You know, my parent does not know. Because apparently she was not there. She was not around when I was a kid. So she's not sure. She assumes. Because I was a very sickly child. So she assumes. If we sure chickenpox at some point. Which is that, I'll take her word for it. But hey. So there's been a monkeypox outbreak in the UK. It gives you fevers, headaches, blisters, muscle pain, swollen lymph nodes. Like, he's in a good job, guy. And for sure, he's a risk of my love. And yeah, I remember having these arguments with my friends, with my parents, that COVID was from my lab. And of course, all scientists debunked it. Ah, this is a natural occurring thing. You know, somebody ate a bat. Bruh. Who lit a bat? Like, I know, like, there's some weird shit. Like, the giant tortoise is like, allegedly had the sweetest like meat ever. Like, people used to go to this island and to collect them, but they never got back to the mainland because they were so sweet, like sweeter than chicken. Like, Google it. The giant tortoise is apparently the sweetest meat ever. They would say it was sweeter than chicken, sweeter than meat, yada yada yada. Imagine. So mina shango, first of all, but kufunza hiyo tortoise. But it is what it is. So like, I get like, the taste buds of human beings are crazy, yeah? Like, people, white people eat rare meat. Bro, you don't even have me wasn't convinced that you want my steak. Steaks do it rare. You want my steak well done, close to burning. Ikiwezekana ikuwe stew, tafadhali. Yeah? I find the jokes. Yeah, anyway. So I remember having these arguments with people, but now. But COVID was for sure from my lab. Like, it was not making sense, like it's patterns, it's nene. People are arguing. Now, if you all know Dr. Anthony Fauci, or Manny Fauci, God, which is equal to Italiano. Anyway, Dr. Anthony Fauci, let's go with Fauci. So Dr. Anthony Fauci was like the advisor to the president of the USA, of the States. Like, you know, he's been in a hot seat of later. He's been going to Senate and people on a swally and shit. So from all that, things came out, emails got leaked. From these emails, there's something known as gain function research. So this is research done on deadly pathogens. Like, they test them out, they make them as dangerous as possible to see how they behave. So this had been going on for a while because, you know, he's the head of the National Health Facilities. So, but that's my seat, yo. I was passing wind up IV. Talking of passing wind, the average human passes wind around 15 to 20 times in a day. After so demi yako ataka meiva, yani wind vane, wind song, wind mail. Hey, back to this fortune business. So some of his emails got leaked. And it showed that some gain function research that was being done on this COVID virus and ilikuwa under the Obama administration akai stop because, like, you can't be playing with this thing when I say you need dangerous, but we stop it. Apparently they did not. So as a result of gain function research, they were funding labs in Wuhan, like the lab in Wuhan, the main lab. It was being funded by an NGO called Eco Health Alliance, owned by somebody. Who was this guy? Peter Dujak. So Peter Dujak is the CEO of this NGO called Eco Health Alliance. They do testing in India. So through this NGO, they were funding the lab in Wuhan through money they got from the US government to tunes of around $39 million. This is why even the American government was like hush hush on this lab business. Like, if you remember when Trump was calling this shit the China virus, bro. Like, Trump was a lot of things, but even when Samangata Mandawazima kono kweli, this dude was just like, so hey, this shit came from a lab, if you want to, allegedly. That's my name is alleged, yeah. Just so that I can have plausible deniability, nikikujia pata DCI. Yeah? Allegedly, COVID is a result of gain function research done in Wuhan, funded by the US government. Take that for data. I told you, this is a big data show. And on some other crazy data, apparently tunakula poisonous kuma wiki. Like, you can, man. This is a video tutafanyikia diwen. So apparently, kwa market sahi kuna sukuma wiki and you laced with a pesticide known as Chlorpyrifos. Eh, boda. Hey, siku lala kwa darasa. This is Gina. This is a very Greek sounding name, but a Chlorpyrifos. The fuck is that? I think, what is his name even interesting to you? Huh? Anyway, so it's going to get lost with Chlorpyrifos. And, like, if you even see what this shit does, it attacks your nervous system. You can see your blood's ability to clot. Like, what is this, man? Like, what is up with us and all this crazy shit? Natalisha figured studying medicine in your hand costs $5 million, which is also crazy. University of Nairobi doesn't care. So if we can't even now educate people to become doctors, and we have a very, like, our health system is not good, man. Like, tunajong in every household, you're just one terminal illness away from poverty, man. Ni crazy. You need by the what else thank the man up above for, or whoever you believe in, is bana sijaenda online at nafanya rambe ya kusaki either mzazi ndio ama mimi. Like, he's on the mute, thank God for. And I hope somehow we get to universal health coverage, man. Universal health care, man. I hope somehow we get to that, man. Oh, on other things, Kenya, Waiguru is also pulling at a cashier. They don't know if you before saw this. Like, you know, I remember when she was going through her hearing parliament and everything, selection committee. She was on the game. But she knew. She knew she was going to snitch, yeah? And that's what exactly she's been doing. So she's been testifying against former PS of Devolution and the planning, Peter Mengiti. Like, legit, that's what she's doing. She was like, yo, I might not have taken it, but what I'll do, I'll give you everyone else. Bruh, nayani jito maishaki. Though that case was halted for a while because Mengiti's lawyer died, eh? God rest his soul, man, huh? But, yo. I have to ask my lawyer friends, by the way, how do you all defend someone who, you know, like, is guilty for real? Because me na kujasi kutakuwa kotro na magaidi ni cheke tu. Oh, yeah, and I remember last week I was telling you that the only fight in Kenya we have is between broke boys and slay queens. Well, another group of broke boys, allegedly, they're broke, huh? These are the first group of men who met in a fair kwenda mechi. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, you'll go Gor Mahia. Y'all don't see that coming. But I imagine Gor, like a historically great football team in this country, man. I'm going to sponsors like Tuzo and everything. So I'm going to bet safe, I think, this year as their sponsor. Nabada on a fair. Like they were playing in, where were they playing? They were playing Sofapaka in Tetaveta. And then a game in Coast. They couldn't even move to Coast from Tetaveta, man. Until like a businessman came through, which is what people have been doing, which is also what I saw with Bahati. Oh, shout out to Bahati, man. Like, I don't know, say manga, which is our Kenya Majusi Co International. But hey, these people, bana, like, nilion a video of Bahati, alikuwa na poster yake, like, his latest album, and he's just here. Like, I'll try and at least listen to one song of his. But Leona Billboard, usake kwa Billboard on Times Square, man. Like, hiyo ni achievement. Like wewe ukilala hapo ushaji envision kwa billboard times. Mimi hata nikipata billboard hapa Ngongoro, hata pale Francis Atoli Road. What's up with that, man? Like, I think I get Atoli is like a symbol of the tyranny that's in this country. Hey, but you people may decide you are not fucking with him at all. Hiyo road sign yake ilikuwa put up, ikaangushwa chini. Wakairudisha, now somebody went and burnt it. Like, Kenyans are really making this thing to a challenge. Yo, you people are wild out here. But I hope you have this same energy ikifika election time, yo. Yeah, tunakwanga hivi ya, sisi social media protesters. Sahi tuko tunaretweet, yada, balut ikifika. They make the same stupid decisions, man. I hope we get better. At least I hope young people are learning, man. At least I hope you are learning and improving. Talking about learning and improving, bana. Nairobi, ibuyache jokes. So, the board like responsible for granting projects in Nairobi. The Nairobi building approval, whatever, place. Wame stop all projects. Because apparently hackers only breach the servers. Like there's a QR code you have to log in, you have to scan in if you want to submit. Like if you want to build a building in any, unaenda your QR code una scan then you submit, because you know people are going digital and whatnot. So hackers apparently only hack it too, and they've been making illegal approvals. But bro, like chaos are crazy. So it was there to shut down. So I guess again, hizi buildings ya tujaona zikiisha, zitaendelea kutoisha, man. I actually think there's always things like all these politicians or like people who are tax evading used to launder money, man. Juu kuna building utaona forever inajengwa tu. Ishangi inajengwa tu, man. By the way, that's what I think, eh? And I got that idea from a show I've been watching, Gangs of London. Yo, I don't know why I had watched this show before. But Gangs of London is fine, man. I'm in London. Eh, wah, ujalo imetoka hapo London. Bro, but I actually had issues with my accent. Like, I didn't know if I had an accent, because I grew up all over the place. But I think I'm at a point where I actually want one. Because it's funny, like, white people have accents. But we think, like, English yao is how we should be talking. Like, even here in Kenya, we have accents. Like, I've been in places with people, and if you hear somebody, like, wanaongea, and they're for shooting an American accent, they're for shooting a British accent, and I'm like, yo. Like, even that one that you're picking, the accent from somewhere in that country. So, but, you know, perception is everything, man. Perception is everything. But, hey, me, I'll rock my accent proud when I miss you. I jalo jasiri, amiko nini. But anyway, Gangs of London. London. Hey, wow. London on the track. That was bad. In the Gangs of London, I sure highly recommend them. This is actually what I've been on for the past 2 weeks, because I'm a serious binge watcher, man. Like, I'll find something, plow through it, like, boom, one time. Which is actually a very bad character to try out, man. You upload hours, you know, I'm post on watch episode one a day. Those are very productive people, eh? Then you have, like, an hour to spare for entertainment. Me, I have an hour to spend for productivity. But I need to be moving on in this life, but anyway. So, in Kianangizi buildings of Jabalizo, there's some Gang of London shit. Oh, on some other shit, man. I was talking about Bahati earlier. So, see, we all know Dr. Ezekiel Mutua, eh? Ezekiel Mutua, Deputy Jesus. That's what people have been calling him online, Deputy Jesus, but like, I don't even know what that means. But I'm going to Deputy Jesus. Wow, nafa kulipa do. Isn't he ads, man? Jake, help your boy, man. Nino ni at episode much? Wana vile Spotify inipati ya man. Ina ni embarrass tu hivi kwa podcast na advert. Ay, come on, man. Spotify, yo. Na ini playlist nime curate for you people, man. Hikitu nakuja tu kuraibisha hivi, man. Atana to hii playlist. Like, yes, kuna nifanya tu mbele ya watu. That's so good. Anyway, as I was saying about Bahati's thing the other day. So, Ezekiel Mutua, like, they were supposed to give him, like, was it 200k? Or something. Well, that dude came through, took the shit out. I was like, the content he's been putting does not reflect whatever you always say. They reflect the moral standing of what they expect. It's not clean content, so they took something away. So Eric Omondi and a couple of other people came through, all some, you know, they'll step up and give that money. So Eric Omondi alienda kwa album launch yake, and he claims to have 102k on. He was like a walking 102,000 shillings head to toe. Me and Ajua, ukiyonangu ko smart, mnu kumpe bro ko smart, tushanzange, ishati ni 30, but Jack said, thank you. Actually told that from someone, but it's true. Someone told me that was like, that's so true, because somebody will compliment you, that jacket is for you, like, I jacket ilikuwa chuani gikosh, instead of just acknowledging the compliment and saying thank you. I don't know, you want to show like how good of a hugler you are. It's just being cheap. We are so proud of being cheap. We take a lot of pride in that, like, I didn't use a lot of money, but I still look fresh as fuck. Anyway, Eric Omondi was like, I used a lot of money and I'm fresh as fuck. So in his order 2K, he broke it down that his hair was 4K. Yo, me napatanga haircut, $5. I feel like heaven on earth. No lie, he also 4K, and that's the cheapest thing. Which is a lie, because then he went around and said he had earrings on for like 200-300. But hey, skill I'm talking good in maths, but he had 16K on his feet, which I get, like, shoes are expensive. I get shoes, like, when you have money, you can afford now original shoes. You know, you never put your dance at town, Bailey. Hey, whatever makes you happy, makes you happy. But we know CSAB, yeah, James. And then, like, the rest of his clothes, I guess, including his undergarments, he'll go 87k. Mean that could 87k. Boxer, he'll go pesa gapi. That is all. Do you mean you know boxer, he'll pesa? But my boxer, he'll go for kumi. Nakuva ni nyambi ata wa elpoko. Yo tangu ya 10,000 shilling fans. Ukinyambi lazima nuke vizuri. Yo. Wow, but hey, if you have the money bana, if you got it, flaunt it. Usiogope. Another person who got into some big money. If you've seen this ugali man, this like swole dude. Man, nakula ugali na uluya yote. So, ilikuwa odi bet what? Walimpea 5 million shillings. A new car, a new like fully furnished gym. And then like, cherry on top of the cake, jakona paka. Walimpea 9k yo paka, bro. That is the most expensive pussy ever. Hey, but I shout out to that guy, bana. Like, if katami yake kumoka, baraka zinakuzaga zote, bana. Yo, and I think I shall end it on, like, let me give you. So, I think Pete may forget time in like life to make over. I don't mean sensitive, or we just don't care anymore. Like, I'm at the FBI, na CIA. They've just been releasing a lot of shit. So, remember, like, the gain function thing. Nobody even cares. Me as Johnny got reported anywhere. And aliens, they've been saying forever that they've been seeing aliens everywhere. And so, I was wondering, but Africa, nisijaisikia Kenya ati DCI wamekuza tuko na alien sightings. So, you know, I started digging a little bit, like, the whole continent at large, like, we are billion people in this continent. Haizi kuwa kuna msijaona aliens juu, like, in the state of California, like, around 1 million people have insurance for alien abductions. Like, these people are praying, God. Damn. Make sure you're not sleep on the tongue. Freudian sleep. Freudian sleep evil. Big English, eh? It's a big English show. Make sure you're not Freudian sleep evil, banner. Not for the coin show. So let me run this, through this thing quickly. So I was wondering, like, the continent. Like, going to search down aliens, nene. So I started going through UFO settings in Africa, and of course you'll see like funny things, enjoy people in South Sudan, all the normal like Quito, but it was like a satellite falling down, yada yada yada. But the most like, let me say, realistic one happened in 1994 in Zimbabwe, in September 14th. Now, Penny did, but I need a big data show. So apparently, children in Rua, a school in Rua, claimed, 64 children by the way, claimed that a spaceship landed in their school, and they also aliens. And they even went further as giving descriptions of these aliens. While they were like, yo, this is funny. They had like large heads, two holes for nostrils, some had a slit for a mouth, others had no mouth. Then they had long dark hair and wore suits. Yo, so I was reading this shit. Of course, they got discounted for hysteria, nini, because, but again, I was like 64. Me, I remember as a child, like there's no way even three, like me and three friends, could get our lives straight. Like we go to Shikoko Wongo all the time. We just got the same story, all three of us. So we even go to Shikoko in at a high school, nini. So for 64 kids to give like similar responses even, and give similar descriptions, nini. They must have said something, but of course, that was 1994. Really got buried, of course, but hey. So maybe we are not as alone as we think in this universe. So if you look alone, hapo, jua kuna alien fulani anakuangalia tu. At least you have an alien watching over you. Since you're in Guardian Angel, I'll retire. So yeah, I think that should be it for this episode. Again, mkumbuke, kunyonga haiongezi body count. So, don't stroke your baloney, like, why do you even come up with all this nonsense, brother? Wow. Nana zisama kabila, ayy, yad. Tiku nyonga yogezi mwani. Anyway, man, my good people. Remember, hato. Nah, that's not a good one, man. Oh my god, lone kia kill pina kuna blank. That's what I'm gonna focus on as I do. I tell myself every day, every day. People think I don't plan these things well, huh? I'm telling you, Timina kuzanga tuku freestyle, which is actually really true. I was like, yo, I just feel like recording something. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. But, yeah, I think that is it for this episode. And remember, man, every hand you refuse to shake on your way up is connected to the ass that you'll have to kiss on your way down, man. So be good people. And like, share, subscribe, engage me on all my socials. You can, of course, listen to this on all platforms. So until next time, have a nice day.